Yeah, so let's just quickly do a review. Not everybody can be here. Yesterday, and that ends up being a machlokas in the Gemara, what it means. So Rashi ends up interpreting it to mean that you take a gizas tzemer and you dye it, so there are places where the dye is not going to be ola yafa, it won't be evenly distributed, and that's what we mean. And the Balei Tosa say, no, based on the Gemara Menachos, it has to do with tzitzis, that you can differentiate the tchelis and the lavan of the tzitzis. So Blazer Omer ben tchelis lekarti, which is obviously later zman, because karti and tchelis are close to each other. Gomer ad anetz achama, Rabbi Yeshua Omer ad shaloshos, shekin derech melachem lamud ad shaloshos. So Rabbi Yeshua is tipping his hand that what shaloshos means is that, or ufkumecha means, is that there are people that have yet to get up. Hakori mikan veilach lo hifsid kadam hakori b'tor. So the Rambam says, there's no schar kriyat shema at all, right? The third hour is for sure the end of this man kriyat shema, but you can always read shema, because after all, it is a form of divrei Torah, as many of us have been discussing, right? Ha'u b'divrei Torah ka'amar. And you can even recite the brachos, because the brachos are in a birchas ha'mitzah, it's a birchas shevach v'odash, and ne'amar, sheva v'yom yilalticha al mishpatei tzidkecha. The Shulchan Aruch learns differently, and they say that you can say the brachos till the fourth hour, that the Gra explains, because the fourth hour really is the din tefillah, right? Because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Zman HaBoker, that's the Keves Echad Tasev HaBoker, the Keves is Tefillos Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. So you could say the tefillah of the Birchos Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar till the fourth hour, and obviously, you know, you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema all day long, but you're not going to get any... you're not going to get any schar after the fourth hour. Between the third and fourth hour is what I called yesterday analogous to the Gemara, when the Gemara says schar tefila bisman alaka schar tefila ika. So you know the Shulchan Aruch would say something similar about kriyat shema, schar kriyat shema bisman alaka schar kriyat shema perhaps ika. So my bit chesel lav nidim gvav dam et chivad gvav dam et chelasa habila yonami made the yadi. Tani Rameir Omer Misha Yakir ben Zev Lekelev, Rabbi Kiva Omer ben Chamar La'arod, V'acherim Omer Mishiris Chavir Richuk Dalad Amos V'akirenu. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi and says, well, what kind of friend are we talking about? Somebody you recognize very well, you recognize in the dead of night. Somebody that you don't recognize very well because you don't see them often, it could be in broad daylight and it'll take you 5 minutes to figure out who they were. So they say, Ragil V'sheno Ragil. It's somebody that you see, you know, the prakim. Hadin achsani da'asi lekitzin. Okay. Amir avuna halacha ke'acherim. We actually pass in that way. Amir abaye le tefillin ke'acherim. For tefillin and for tzitzis, we use that what we call misha yakir. But the kriyashma ke'vasikin amir yochanan vasikin hayu gomrin osa iman etzachama. That we delay. Kriyashma could theoretically be said earlier, but we should say it just before netzachama. For the sake of the connection between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, and Nitzam is Pal Bayom. So that right at Netzach Chama, you'll say your Shema Esrei. Amar B'zera Ma'akra Yira Ucha Im Shamesh Ivne Yareach Dor Darim. Rashi explained the Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim, the Yira that comes from Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim, should be done literally just before. That it defines your entire day. We'll discuss this a little bit further. Right, I was actually and I suffered a nezek. What was the nezek? So I had to bring a hadas as a essentially a tax to the melech. So hasam nami mi baylecha lemeiv agra lemechzi ape malka. So they say this is your nezek. Really, you should be willing to pay for that. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan laolam yishtadel adam laritz lekras malchi Yisrael vol lekras malchi Yisrael bilvad alafil lekras malchi akum shem yiske yavchin min malchi Yisrael malchi akum. Not only is there a din of chilku kavu the malchus that applies to malchi akum, but you should even run to see them. That's considered the Dvar Mitzvah, because hopefully we'll all be Zocha Lasid Lavo, and we will be able to see Malchei Yisrael Begad Lusan, and see the great difference between Jewish leadership and pagan leadership. And this is Nifsak La'alach and the Rambam and Hilchos Avil and Perikid Gimel. So a Kohen is allowed to put himself in a situation of Tumah Derabanan for Dvar Mitzvah. For example, for Nichum Avelim, it's not an actual cemetery, just say it's a Beis HaPras. So a Kohen is allowed to do that. So a Kohen would be allowed, Likras Malchei Akum, to go into an area of Tumah Derabanan, Nifsak LeHalacha, in the Rambam, which is quite extraordinary. So Amar Rabbi Lalu Ula, Kaisel HaSav Shal B'Shlom Derab Brona, Achim Amad Kol HaChabura, the Adam Gadol Hu V'Sameach, Mitzvah Zim Nechada Samach Gula L'Tzvila, as if that's like the biggest thing in the world, V'Lo Pasik Chuka Mipume Kula Yoma, and he, you know, couldn't get the smile off his face all day long. So Tosa says, "Im tamar kol olam kulam kulo samchin gula l'tfila." My ribusay the Rav Brona lo pasuk chuma kuka mipume. Everybody is samech gula l'tfila. That's the halacha that you have to be samech gula l'tfila. Yeah, it's a machlokas whether you have to do that at night, right? That's the machlokas between Rabbi Shuv and Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. But everybody agrees you have to do it during the morning. So yeshlom da'achi kamar kol samech gula l'tfila kivasikin. Shekorin kriyashma kodem aneitz l'tfila l'achar aneitz. That impacted his entire day. So the way the Balei Tosa is understanding this is now the second Gemara that we've had in a very short amount of space, which establishes that vasikin really can impact your entire day. So saying kriyat shemat vasikin was lopasa kuka mipume kume kulayoma, and also earlier we saw enoniso kulayom kulo. So more on this later. So hechimatzi samech, but how are you going to tell me that you really samech kulo l'tfila? Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'tchil omer Hashem sefasai tiftach v'sofu omer yiratzni meifri. So isn't Hashem Sfasai Tiftach a Hefzik? Amr Lazar Tehebe Tvila Shal Arvis. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Nezah Ben Olamazah Samech Lula Shal Arvis. The Tvila Shal Arvis, right? So you have to be Samech Lula Tvila Shal there too, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Elor Amr Lazar Tehebe Tvila Samincha. Rav Hashem Rav Hilo Seyma Akulu Kevan De Kivau Rabbanan Ketvila Ketvila Arich Dadamya. How could Rabbi Yochanan think that you're Samech? Forget about just one line of Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Abay the Meimar Hashkivenu. So just like Hashkivenu isn't the Hefzik, because it's considered to be an extension of Gaal Yisrael, right? Gaal Yisrael in the evening is a bracha aruka, then you have a bracha ksara of Hashkivenu, right? It's really a bracha smucha lechaberta, effectively. So you don't have to start it over again with Baruch. So that's considered a gula arichta. It's considered a continuation of Gal Yisrael, and thematically it's a gula arichta. What does it talk about? That Hashem should protect us, Hashem min yagon v'anacha, Hashem should save us from despair and anxiety and agony and these kinds of things. So it's a gula arichta. So Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is a tefila arichta, and that's a gula arichta, so you can extend it out, and then you'll be somech gula the tefila. The Rav felt, though, that there was a very important halacha that emerged from this Gemara, as well as the earlier version that was stated on Daf Dalet, that if you believe Hashem Svasai Tiftach V'yagi Tilasecha, his gufa, part of the tefillah, is really part of the Amidah, so then what should emerge? Exactly. You have to be in the right position by the time you actually say it. It's part of the tefillah, okay? And he was also very careful not to say Kishem Hashem Ekra for these reasons as well, because the Gemara clearly says it would be a hefsek. You would not be able to be so mechula the tefillah were it not for the fact that it's considered a tula arichta. Yes. Right. Absolutely. But he felt that since it came from after the Gemara, that it represented a kind of a hefsik. Never. Never. So not in terms of smicha school of tula, but that in terms of the tula itself. So yul ratzon, we said at the end, if you mashal, so mashal meikara, debein lemeimar. Right, it's very hard to figure out, you know, when we should say Yihul Ratzoni Meifive Goni Lifanecha Hashem Tzuvi Goli. This prospective, is this reactive? Samayitav Kimra Rabbanu La'achir Chazbrachos Salemu Meikara could have been at the beginning. Yihul Ratzon, may God, you accept my words. Biratzon. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Breder, Rabbi Shimon and Pazi. Hoiv Alo Amaro David La'achir Yirchas Parshios Lefikach Takin Rabbanu La'achir Yirchas Brachos. Okay, so since it comes up in Tehillim after, quote-unquote, Yirchas Parshios, so it belongs after Yirchas Brachos. You see the rabbis, you see this constantly. The rabbis took Tehillim very, very seriously. They said that it's like, you know, almost had the status of Shemoneh Esrei. Another example is the Gemara later on, where it wants to know, where do we come up with the idea of Yirchas Brachos? And they talk about the Azkaros that we have in Mizmor Chavtes. So again, Tehillim always a special status. So, Haini Yirchas Yates Habin, Ashrei Yishlam Merag Chugayim, Mizmorim Aleph and Beis; those are considered Chada Parsha. He Damar Rabbi Yehuda Breider Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, Kuf Gimel Parsha is Amar David Lomar Haluya Adzirama Bapaltan Shereshayim. It's special siyata d'shmaya. We get to this on Rosh Chodesh. Shenemar yitamu chatayim yarish mishayim odeinam baruch inabshi es Hashem hallelujah. So if you know anything about Tehillim, you know that's not Mizmor Kuf Gimel, it's Mizmor Kuf Dalet. So hani kuf gimel kuf dalet havyan. Well, the Shmami know Ashrei Yishulam Barak Shugayim Chad Parshi. The Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman and Yochanan Kol Parsha Shaisa Chaviv Al David Pasach Baba Ashrei V'Siim Baba Ashrei Pasach Ashrei Dechsev. First pasach involved him Ashrei Hayish Shalom Achatz Hashashav Derechadim Lamarim Shalaitzim Yashav. Last pasach in Mizmor Beis is Ashrei Kol Chosei Vo. So Tosa says, what did every single time David loved a Mizmor of Tehillim, this is a structure that he used. It happens once in all of Tehillim. So no, he says, well, what the Gemara means is Kol Parsha Chaviv al David, the Psicha and the Chasima were one and the same. So in this case it was Ashrei, but in other cases it's Tehillah. Tosas gives a variety of different examples. So now we come to an absolutely fascinating Gemara. Really an absolutely fascinating Gemara. And again, it's a special Siyata Dishmaya that we got there on Rosh Chodesh. Which is pretty awesome. And what's also pretty awesome is Rabbi Akiva Akers Bekiris. Okay, so we'll get there too. So Hano Bir Yoni the Havishivusi the Rabbi Meir. So there were these gangsters in Rabbi Meir's neighborhood, the Havim Mitzari Le Tuba, and they were giving him a very hard time. Okay, Rabbi Meir Rachami Lavayu Kechi Dilimsu. Rabbi Meir was praying, Kaddish Baruch Hu, take him down. Right? Amrle Bruya Divisu Mai Daitach. Right, her father's Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. We know the Gemara says about Beria, she was a major Talmidah Chachama, that she learned 300 different Shmuos every single day from 300 different rabbis. She was a very, 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 very learned Torah Shabbal Pat. So she says to Rabbi Meir is the Gadol Hador. She says to Rabbi Meir, are you out of your mind? You're praying for people to die? So she says, my daitach, what are you thinking? The sin should disappear, not the sinners. The sinners should disappear when the sin ceases. This is where Bikivagri comes in. So Reb Meir says, okay, I married up in Torah. They should do tshuva, and they did tshuva. So Rabbi Kivager points out two sources. One of them is Gemara Tanis Daf Chof Gimel. Okay, fine. You know, maybe we would have remembered that. So there, again, the Gemara discusses one of the Amoraim that was davening to their at a kever, actually, of a father, that Rabbi Yonah's son, that the people that were giving him trouble shouldn't give him trouble anymore. And basically what happens is that when those guys walk by from the Bein Nisiyah, their feet get stuck to the kever, and until they and he says, I'm not letting you go until you agree not to bother my sons anymore. Okay, that was the first reference. The second one he says is for the Medrash Hanelam of the Zohar and Parshas Vayera. I said, I don't know that Medrash Hanelam. So I had to look it up, and it's really amazing. So I'll read it to you. Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's almost astonishing how a person could, you know, just have this level of Bikis. It's not like tangentially related. It's like you couldn't have thought of a makar that was more appropriate. So let me just bring it up. I'll read it to you inside. Thank God for in this sense for the internet, and I was able to locate this. Yeah, Hashkin Bahari Levim the Beis Hamedrash. Hashkin Bahari Valeh the Beis Hamedrash Vehain Kalin Mealehim Marukva. Gemara Gittin Daf Zion. Okay, so this is the quote. It's so apropos these parshios too. Parshas Noach. Cut and pasted it. Sorry? Okay. Quote. Amar Rebbe. Mitzvah al adam lispala al rishayim kidei sheyachzur lemutav. Lo yikansu legehenem. Dechziv. Vani bachalosam nevushi sak.
And they see bitzot nafshi. Pasuk goes on to say, Amar Rabbi asher l'adam l'ispala risham sheyistalku mina ulam. Where Rabbi Meir did is in Isser Mefurash. She'omale salku kadosh kud shabrichu l'tarach mina ulam k'shayovir abrazara lo ba'avraham avinu l'olam. Our parsha. V'shifta Yisrael lo hayu. Melech David melech HaMashiach HaTorah lo nidna. Terach. Avi Avram Avi Nachor. Could have annihilated Terach. Right? And you see what can come out if you give people a chance. Amr Yehuda came in Terach Kadosh Baruch Shulim to Bishoyim Klum. Kolosam and Yenim Maxi Vayavo Shnei Malachim Sedoma Ba'erev. Amazing. Okay. So he says this Gemara is backed up. Buri had the Mezra Sanhelim on their side also. Cool.
Right. So I don't know that that would be as direct a makor. It's a good question, because this is a situation where they're actively bothering Reb Meir. Right. So I think amazing. Okay. So let's go a little bit further. So Amar Lahal Tzeduki Leburia Ksev Roniya Karelo Yalada. Our haftorah. Mishum de lo yalda rani, she should be happy about this. Amalei shatya, fool. Shvil the sefer dekra dechsev, ki rabim bnei shomima mibnei beula amar Hashem. She'll celebrate because she'll have so many children. Elamaya akara lo yalda rani knesses Israel. Shadom eliisha akara shelo yalda banim legehenam kavasaychu. So she says that, you know, we're like an akara with respect to producing people like you. Amr lei how it's doke the Rabbi Bok Sim Bizmo David Baruch Hu Nei Avshalom Bino Ksev David Mechtam 54 Mizmorim later. So hi Mas Avi Bereisha Mechtam Maisa Shol Avi Bereisha Lichta Bereisha. So Sefer Tehillim is all out of order, and you know, then you can see what's coming here. So Amr lei Atin Dela Darshin and Tzvichan Kashilu An and Darshin and Tzvuchan No Kashilu. So we have our own logic to it. They say, she's saying, you make your assumptions. So according to your assumptions, it's really terrible. The Sefer Tehillim is out of order. And we are Darish Smuchin, and it's not a problem. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Smuchin min HaTorah minayin shenemar Smuchin la'ad la'olam asuyim be'emes v'yashar. So Lama Nisuch HaParashas Avshalom HaParashas Gog u'Magog. Why did we front load these Mitzvot Mosmol Dabi Baruch Hu in the Avshalom? That should be already Mizmor Gimel. Mizmor Beis is Parashas Gog u'Magog. Lama Rag Shugoyim Melumim Yagur Rik. So by the way, remember, this was covered before in the Gemara in Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says, Kasha tarbos rab, so chvesa shalavam, yosem yishchamas gogu magog, shem yom l'chadam, klum b'yishevet, shemori b'rabo. If you say the whole story of gogu magog is fanciful, af atal emor lo, klum b'yishven, shemori b'aviv, elahava hachanami hava. Okay, so she says that we don't have anything to worry about here, because, of course, one thing could happen, the other thing could happen as well. So this is interesting. The Gemara is trying to say that this idea of smuchin is already a min haTorah. There is a machlokas tanayim about drisha smuchin, right? So Rabbi Yehuda is not darish smuchin v'chol haTorah kula, but he is darish smuchin in sefer dvarim, right? The Mishnah Torah is different. There's a different halacha that way, because even though, of course, it's every bit the equal of the first four Svarim of the Chumash in terms of Ruach HaKodesh, but it's Moshe, it's Hashem gave it over in Moshe Rabbeinu's voice. Hashem gave over Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu, it sounds different. Ela Advarim Asher Dibur Moshe Al Kol Yisrael. So we assume that there's a special relationship there between the order that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, chose to put everything in. So Rashi says, Smuchim Ada Ola Medebe Tereksiv Achrei Ne'manim Kol Pikudav Smuchim Smichas Kol Pikudav Asim Be'emes Yashar. So the reason that certain parashios are put next to other parashios, so that is for a very, very, very important reason that teaches us some halacha. It's always going to teach us some halacha, whether it's, again, shatnez and tzitzis, or whatever the case may be, was that one of the tools that we use in terms of understanding halacha and deriving halachos is smichos haparashios. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, my dechsev. What does the pasuk mean when it says, Pia pascha b'chachma v'soras chesed al lishona? Literally, her mouth is open, the chachma, and she has a teras chesed al lishona. Can I get me on my shalom on mikrozeh? Lo amaro ela keneged David aviv shadar b'chamisha olamim v'amar shira. That you would think that it's got to be about some woman, right? Piapascha b'chachma, teres chesed alishona. It's like it's talking about a woman at the end of Sefer Mishlei, Eshes Chayel Miyimsa, but it's actually talking about David's father. Okay? Dar b'mei imo v'amar shira shenemar barchi nafshi es Hashem v'chol k'ravoy Hashem k'adsho. Chol k'ravoy is a remez, right? Again, we said barchi nafshi this morning, we'll say it tomorrow morning, that when he was b'kerev imo. Yatzal v'arol mistaka v'kol chavim mazal es amar shira shenemar barchu Hashem alachav gibarei korach osa devaro lishma v'kol devaro. Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvav. So that was when David HaMelech was born. So they were taking, they were giving him his scores. They take that a child, they were measuring the circumference of his head, and he was singing a shira. Okay? So then he started to nurse. Okay? Yonak Mishdeimah v'niskako v'dadeh v'amr shira shenemar Baruch Hinaf she'samal tishkechi kol gemulav Ma'ikah gemulav v'amrivav she'asol adadim v'makom bina. Right, it's a time of Mayam. Rav Yehuda Kadesh Liistaka b'Makom Erva. That it was a way of giving greater dignity, even to the infant. We didn't want the infant to have to look Makom Erva, so put him in Makom Bina Kenega the Lev. Rav Masnamer Kadesh Lo Yinik b'Makom Atinovas. Rabbi Mapolotan Shal Rishayim. This is the fourth case. Amar Shira Shenamar Yitam B'Chatayim Yaratir Shayim Alinam Barachinav Shes Hashem Alleluia. Liistaka b'Yom Hamisa v'Amar Shira Shenamar Barachinav Shes Hashem. Hashem Elokai Gadal Tamaod Hod Vadar Lavashta. My Mashal that Yom Hamisa Nemar. Where do you see Yom Hamisa in this pasuk? Right, Hod Vadar Lavashta. Nemar Amar Rabba Barashela Misefa Dinyan Aksev Tastir Panecha Yibahelun. Right, that when you hide your face, God, we go into a state of bahala, confusion, a state of disorientation. Tosef Rucham, when you gather in their spirits, that's a kinoy from the Yom Hamisa. Yigvaon. Okay, so these are the five instances that David HaMelech said the shiros. So again, David HaMelech, again, is saying shiros really his entire life, and even before that, b'mei imo, ni'im zemiros Yisrael. Okay, so again, just to remind everybody, not that I don't think anybody was considering it practically, halacha l'maisa, but, you know, likras malchei akum, is also considered a Dvar Mitzvah, Nafgamina, Rambam Hilchos Avil, Perikid Gimel, Halacha Aleph, when he talks about a Kohen going into an area of Tumah Derabanan, the Dvar Mitzvah, which is allowed. In that case, it sounds like a case of Tumah Hutra, so that's an important sugya. Then, dealt with the issue of Buri and Reb Meir, one of the most famous Gemaras, you should all be Zocha, one day, to have a woman, Pia Pascha B'Chachma V'Toras Chesed Al-Lashona, who can be an Ezer Kenegdo, and even Reb Meir, the great Reb Meir, Reb Meir, who knew it all, right? Reb Yehuda Nasi said about Reb Meir, the reason that he was able to put together the Mishnah and he was greater than his chaverim is because he saw Reb Meir Mechor. He knew how to listen to his wife when his wife was right, and leave it to Rabbi Kiv Eger to point out that the Medrash Hanelam is on her side of the case. Also, it's not only the pasuk that we said this morning that we'll say tomorrow, but it also has to do with, you know, had Terach been cut down right then and there. So all the things that would have been lost. Avram would have been lost. The Shiftei Ka would have been lost. David would have never been. And that's always a very important perspective. And that takes us back, of course, to last week's Parsha. Kol demei achicha tzoakim elai min ha'adama. Kol demei achicha. The Mishnah in Had Sanhedrin says all the doros, Rashi quotes it, that could have come from Hevel are crying out because they'll never be able to come, you know, into this world. We have it also in Rashi in the other direction. Vayifen kol vachol. Vayar kinish vayachas hamitzri vayifet kovachol. Rashi quotes, what did Moshe do? He was nistakel doros to make sure that there was nothing that would have ever come out of this latova. Right, so that's a very important perspective in taking the long term into all of our actions. So we will hold it up, God willing, right there.